So we're speaking to the former U.S. Secretary of the Navy, John Dalton, and his wife, Margaret. The book is called At the Helm.
Good morning, sir.
We asked the question, what are the secrets to achieving success and living a fulfilling, meaningful life? Is it possible to excel in a demanding profession and be an effective leader while staying true to your principles? Well, that's what's in the book. John Dalton, 70th Secretary of the Navy, kind of answers those pondered and debated questions throughout his own life lessons. He joins us with his wife, Margaret. Good to have you both with us. So let's talk a little bit about the book, At the Helm, Mr. Secretary, and talk about some of the successes and challenges being Secretary of the Navy. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was great service to serve as Secretary of the Navy, and I was there for 5.5 years, and the average term is about 3 years, and I enjoyed it, and it was a great experience, and the good and the bad were, the good things were I loved serving as Secretary of the Navy, and I had the International Security Leadership Award that was given to me when I was serving as Secretary. And the biggest disappointment was losing the Savings and Loan Association when I was in the private sector. And that was a big blow. And my family, my faith, and my friends got me through it at the time.
Let me ask you this. You became very good friends with the future President Jimmy Carter and then Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter. You went to a lunch with him. It changed your life. Talk about Jimmy Carter, his influence on you as you moved ahead going into the Navy.
Well, I first met Jimmy Carter at a Naval Academy chapter meeting in Dallas in 1975, and he had less than 1% name identification at the time, but I was very impressed with him, and we had a lot in common. We were both Southerners, both Naval Academy graduates, both submariners, and we both worked for Admiral Rickover, and family and friends, and faith and friends were very important to us, and he's a man of great faith and cares deeply about people, and I think he was a fine president, and he got a lot accomplished, and in his, after his presidency, he served at the Carter Center and did a great, he started the Carter Center and did a great job.
Yeah, and he continued to build houses for Habitat for Humanity well into his 80s and 90s. The guy never stopped serving in many, many ways. I wanted to ask you, of course, in July of 1993, Mr. Secretary, President Clinton nominated you as Secretary of the Navy, where you served, as you say, for 5.5 years. Then in the private sector, you began your career with Goldman Sachs. And between those two government tenures, you served in leadership positions in several financial firms. How difficult was it during the Clinton administration? Because you overseeing both the Navy and the Marine Corps, and you kind of weathered that storm of people remember the tailhook scandal, the incident infamous for male officers degrading treatment of women and handling two controversial new policies, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and women serving in combat. Looking back at those years in the early to mid 90s, and now, have we improved? Has the Navy improved on those policies? Have we gotten better at accepting women in the military and gay men and women in the military? How far have we come, and do you think we have more to go?
We've come a long way, and we are doing well. There's been several four-star admirals that are female, and they've had positions of responsibility like Vice Chief of Naval Operations, and I'm delighted with how gays in the military are serving well and doing a good job and openly.
What would you like people to get out of this particular book? The name of the book is called At the Helm, and you write with a lot of honesty and humility about your career in the Navy, the financial sector, and, of course, the White House, focusing not only on your accomplishments, but also, you know, in a position of that stature, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be successes, and there's going to be tough challenges and failures. You know, what would you like people to take away from that particular book and your writing about your faith, your marriage, and your accomplishments and challenges throughout your lifetime and your working relationships?
Well, I think it's important to realize that everyone has peaks and valleys along the path of life, and it is your family, your faith, and your friends that will that you should rely on to help you through the storms of life. And you must nurture those things, family, faith, and friends, and they'll be there for you as far back as I remember, and they'll be there for you when you need them. And in order to have a friend, you need to be a friend, and I think that's important.
Yeah. We're speaking to a former U.S. Secretary of the Navy, John Dalton. His book is called At the Helm. And when you look back at your Navy career, and we'll just focus on your Navy career for just a few moments here, what were some of the positives coming out of the Navy and your career in the Navy that you may not have gotten if you did not go into that branch of the service? What do you look back at now and say, boy, I'm glad I went there?
You know, the timeless traits of leadership are: a leader is trusted, a leader takes the initiative, uses good judgment, speaks with authority, strengthens others, is optimistic and enthusiastic, never compromises absolutes, and leads by example. And I talk about that in the book, and in the book, in the appendix, is the speech that I gave at the Naval Academy commencement address, and that was the highlight of my term as secretary. And I think leadership is very important to service, and it has served me well. And also the ethical leadership is very important, and depending on ethics in your decision is very important. And I might want to mention that I'm giving the proceeds that I would earn from the book to the National Cathedral, the Naval Academy Foundation, and Community Renewal International, which is an organization that Margaret and I have been with for over 20 years.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. John Dalton, serving as the 70th Secretary of the Navy, recognized by the National Security Caucus as their 1997 International Security Leadership Award recipient. He joins us this morning. Thank you for your service, Mr. Secretary. The new book is called At the Helm. It's out now. Interesting read. And thank you again, Mr. Secretary. Be well, and thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate the book. And I would like you to know that At the Helm can be bought wherever books are sold and online. And please take advantage of it. And I hope you enjoy reading the book.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate your time. Thanks for your service. We appreciate it.
Thank you.